Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning, Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I think this sort of rain that's coming through is definitely helping you out a little bit with the garden stuff. And I know with that comes some wildlife in the gardens.
Yes, I know. We always want rain. But I feel like it's never raining. Like, I want a nice, warm summer rain. But this is fine. It's okay. I'm excited for March and the springtime. Obviously, like you said, with fun, good rain, and healthy gardens comes a lot of wildlife pests in our gardens because as much as we love those beautiful, ripe tomatoes, so do the bunnies. We know that's an issue for a lot of us. So kind of want to talk through some of the popular wildlife species that we have here in Kansas. Obviously, it depends on it's your garden, it's your ponds, it's your hunting land, it's your landscape. We have problems with wildlife everywhere. It's your crops. Deer are a big issue. So just kind of going through some of the main popular ones that maybe we don't even know that exist. So starting with beavers, I think beaver damage is a question I get a lot in this office. Obviously, that's not going to be a problem in the garden as much, but beavers are a pest just because people always say, like, second to man. Beavers are only second to man in their ability to alter the environment. And when our environments are getting altered, usually that's not a good thing because we've got them set up to how we'd like them to be. Beavers are a huge issue. People have a lot of issues with bats. There are, several species of bats throughout the United States. We have 15 here in Kansas. I know a lot of people like to talk about vampire bats. It's an interest to us. Luckily, all 15 species of bats here in Kansas only eat insects, which to a lot of people can make them actually a very beneficial animal, but my parents are really indecisive on how they feel about bats because they eat all of the bugs. They can sit outside and never have a problem with mosquitoes. However, they have just destroyed my parents' patio with their guano. So bats, again, they're a good thing. They're a bad thing. We have a lot of bats in churches that we deal with here in Ottawa, a lot of bats in houses that people want to get rid of. So kind of have to balance what is the benefits of these creatures and what are some of the negatives. Chipmunks are another species that, honestly, we don't get a lot of calls about here in the extension office. But growing up, this was maybe my dad's biggest rival in our yard. Chipmunks can live in extensive tunnels up to 30 feet in length. These also have like little side tunnels where they reproduce, where they're going to store food, where they're going to rest. And these tunnels maybe don't bug you until they end up underneath your sidewalk or underneath a new concrete slab you just put in or your patio. And then we're going to start seeing some structural issues. So these are a pest for that reason. More on your houses and landscapes than in the garden. So when these are going unchecked, you're going to see some of those issues. And again, chipmunks, like a lot of animals, are most active in the mornings and evenings. So that's kind of a good way to look for them. Rabbits, I think every single gardener has had maybe a serious issue with rabbits. Maybe not so serious, but rabbits, we know them as a springtime, summertime pest. But even in the winter when food is limited, they're going to eat our young trees. They're going to eat the bark off of young trees. They're going to eat some seedlings that we've been working hard on getting in early in the spring. And that just kind of makes rabbits a pest all year round. So they're also one of the harder species to control because you're going to have pretty much the same amount of rabbits in a 5-acre area. If you can clear those out, that's incredible. But you're just going to have new rabbits come in. So another pest there is rabbits. Crows, a lot of people have a lot of harsh feelings about crows as well, another pest we have. They are native to Kansas, and they're actually increasing in Kansas due to they have more overwintering grounds and more food in rural places. So we're going to see a lot more issues with crows moving forward. There's actually a funny quote by Henry Ward Beecher that says, "If men had wings and wore black feathers, few of them would be clever enough to be crows," which makes them a really irritating pest because when you have animals that can count and solve puzzles and make associations between food and people and even mock and mimic other species, they're going to be a really difficult pest to get rid of. So working against those smarter animals can be difficult. Skunks is the last one I want to talk about just because I know everybody's driving down the road right now, February, March, when there's skunks all over the place. We actually have two species of skunks. You're probably only seeing the striped, which are the most common. We also have a spotted skunk, and it's a threatened species under state regulation. So skunks, again, they eat the insects. We all know why we don't like skunks around, but they do eat insects, but they also will eat ground nesting bird eggs. So that's something to watch for. If you have a big skunk population and you're seeing, you know, decrease in some of those birds in your area, that's kind of a correlation there. Other wildlife species, we have some issues with coyotes, birds, deer, mice, moles. We have a lot of mole questions here, possums, snakes, squirrels. Maybe ones you don't have as many problems with are voles. Woodchucks are also pretty common. So these are all species, and I just listed off the reasons maybe why these pests are pests or maybe why they can be beneficial in certain ways. But obviously, I gave you no insight on how to deal with these because I would really like to encourage all of you to come to our Wildlife Control in the Garden program happening on March 11th. This is a program that's going to help learn how to deal with a lot of our wildlife issues. And again, it's not only in the garden. These species, like I said, the beaver and the crows, these things are the deer, irritating pests for multiple different reasons. Come to this program. Our speaker is going to be Drew Ricketts. He is incredible. He is a state specialist in wildlife and outdoor enterprise management. He is going to be full of great insight and is going to talk to us for about an hour and a half on how to deal with wildlife, best ways to manage them, best ways to prevent them. So please come to this meeting. Again, it's March 11th at 6 p.m. It's going to be at the Princeton Community Building, which is right there in Princeton next to the Brandon Iron. So you can grab a meal and then come on over and learn about how to control wildlife. We would love to know if you're coming. So if you want to call the Extension Office at 785-229-3520, or you can email me, or just come into the office. We have posts online and kind of throughout the districts if you want to scan a QR code on those flyers. But we'd really love to see you. Come learn how to control these species and hang out with people who are having the same issues that you're having. We can all kind of be there together.
Yeah, group to sort of get around the pests and the wildlife, that's for sure. Always need some extra help, that's for sure. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.